Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time, and an archive of today's program can be found on our homepage by clicking on the podcast tab. Today's guest is David Gibbons, Regional President, UPMC. Thanks for joining us for this July 2023 edition of Business Spotlight featuring UPMC Hammett. And we welcome back to the program David Gibbons. Now, previously when we've had Mr. Gibbons on our program, he's been the president of UPMC Hammett. But as of June 6th, it was announced that a new title and a promotion to regional president of several UPMC divisions would take place. First of all, David, congratulations on your new positions, and I know you're going to get into those here in a moment. It's very well deserved. Tell us about your new roles with UPMC.
Thank you. Very, very exciting, and I look forward to continue serving as a leader of UPMC and creating excellent quality programs of clinical delivery throughout Pennsylvania. I am very, very excited. In this role, the hospitals in the Northwestern PA in New York, North Central Pennsylvania, which is centered around the Williamsport area, and then Central Pennsylvania, the Harrisburg market, those hospitals will report to me. The presidents of each of those hospitals will report to me. And I have the opportunity to really partner with them as we build and develop strategy, new initiatives, always developing and improving upon the quality of care that we deliver. So it really is an exciting opportunity. And I'm still staying close to Hammett and the Northwestern PA hospitals as always, which is where I started with UPMC many years ago.
And you just alluded to it, David. This is not a goodbye to Erie, is it?
Absolutely not. I will still oversee UPMC Hammett and all the affiliates that fall under that. In addition, I will be visiting Hammett at least monthly, probably for 2 to 3 days per month. So still spending a fair amount of time in Erie and with my Hammett family.
Well, that is certainly good to hear. David, we're going to spend a lot of time on today's program looking back at your tenure as president of UPMC Hammett. It's no secret that in the last 6 years, you've had a series of unprecedented challenges. I want to get your thoughts on how the hospital and your team managed enormous challenges like COVID-19, the nursing shortage, the Highmark UPMC consent decree battle. The floor is yours, whichever topic you want to start with.
Absolutely. Yeah. The 6 years, there have been unprecedented challenges, you stated. Let's start with the nursing shortage, because preceding the pandemic, we were working on developing a very robust school of nursing. So that was in discussion, and we had the foresight to quickly implement that. And that really has benefited the community, particularly Hammett, as we graduated the first class from that School of Nursing in December, and our second class is well underway, and the third is right behind it. So really an exciting time. The pandemic, unprecedented, could not predict it. And I will share a few takeaways from that period of time. Our Hammett family never worked more closely together. We never supported each other more than during that time. And the care that we provided was exemplary. And it was a playbook that changed literally by the hour, particularly in the early days of the pandemic. So the fortitude of the team, their resilience, were just remarkable. And again, the care that we provided was second to none. And we learned a lot. And I would say that clearly is one of the takeaways. We learned a lot about COVID-19. We learned a lot about a pandemic and the management of healthcare during that time. And we also, during the 6 years, had the period for the UPMC and Highmark consent decree. And certainly before the decree was signed, it was certainly a period where it was a period of uncertainty, and it appeared that there would not be a contract. So again, working very closely with the community, educating the community on the tremendous benefits that UPMC provides, the world-class services. And that was a really fun time to work with the community members, employers, to showcase the great work in the Hammett team. And in the end, members of Highmark are able to receive care at UPMC Hammett. And that really is exciting to provide care for those members. And, you know, I end back to the nursing shortage, and it's not just nursing, it's other disciplines as well. And by the end of this year, we will have created at UPMC Hammett or with community partners, 9 different healthcare schools. So really exciting.
From the outside looking in, what UPMC has done to address the nursing shortage has been impressive to witness. Pulling out your crystal ball, how do you see this strategic plan playing out in the long term to address this issue?
Excellent question. I think that the steps certainly in our strategic plan is playing very well right now. We certainly are ahead of most health systems in the nation with our aggressive move to create these schools, nursing and other programs as well. It is the shortage, the healthcare shortage. This is not a shortage that will end at the end of this year. This will take several years. And, you know, we have an aging workforce that, you know, is retiring. You know, every day there's another retirement, certainly in the world of healthcare across the country. So we know that this is a journey. It will take some time, but I feel that we have built and continue to grow a very solid foundation for nurses, for respiratory therapists, for surgical technologists. The list goes on and on. So I feel very optimistic, but I will also say that the shortage is here for the next several years. It won't end this year by graduating nurses.
We're speaking with David Gibbons, the new regional president for UPMC's Northwest, Central, and North Central Pennsylvania regions, along with the Northwest New York region. David also serves as the senior vice president of the Health Services Division for UPMC. As we continue along on this episode of Business Spotlight, David, I'm going to ask you, as we've been looking back at your tenure as the president of UPMC Hammett, if you could single out one accomplishment among the many that you've enjoyed, which one are you the most proud of as you look back on your tenure?
Wow. One is difficult, but if I had to, I've given some thought to this question. And, you know, we've created so many centers of excellence, from the kidney transplant center to, you know, from our trauma program, our comprehensive stroke, et cetera. But the one accomplishment that I am most proud of is the creation of the School of Nursing. And the reason is that we created this right at the beginning of the pandemic. We had already started to work on this, but really created, found the space, you know, built the school. And it's not about the physical school itself. It's about the team that we have who lead the School of Nursing, but it's the creation of those nurses. And each nurse that graduates, if you think about this, each nurse taking care of 4 to 7 patients per day over their work career, it's pretty impressive with the thousands of lives that each nurse will touch. That really is a very proud moment.
David, I know from our many past conversations how you feel about this enormously talented team of professionals that you've helped build at UPMC Hammett. I would imagine that this is a team you won't soon forget. You've mentioned on the program you're still going to be in your new role, making appearances at UPMC Hammett. But as we've been looking back at your career as the president of UPMC Hammett, this is a special group I'm sure you're going to miss working with on a daily basis.
This team is my family. I moved to Erie in 2012, and I've fallen in love with Hammett right out of the gate, but the team has just been their family, and I truly care about them dearly and love them for what we've journeyed through together. We've supported each other during a pandemic. We became very close, and last year I lost both of my parents, you know, as they were aging, and I was so touched by the compassion that the Hammett team, the Hammett family, demonstrated. So it's not goodbye, because I will still obviously physically be at Hammett, as I said, a few days per month, but Hammett will still report to me, and I look forward and I'm honored to serve as their strategic leader.
Earlier in the program, we went over how during your time as president of UPMC Hammett, David, you were able to navigate through several different challenges. From your perspective of the last 6 years as the leader of UPMC Hammett, which one of them was the most difficult one to manage?
I would say it was COVID-19, only because it was uncharted and the rules were changing by the day, sometimes by the hour. And while it was the most challenging, it was also one of the most rewarding, as I said earlier, because we really came close together as a team. And it was challenging in that, imagine the rules, as I stated, changing so frequently and cascading that information to just at Hammett and our, from home care to the hospital, et cetera, to 4,000 employees. That really took a lot of coordination. And I will share that I am so grateful that we are part of the UPMC system, because the coordination and synchronization of leadership and clinical leadership was absolutely spectacular and virtually flawless. So that, although it was the most challenging time, the system was there right at our side to support us from, these world-renowned researchers and Dr. Graham Snyder, who leads infectious disease medicine at UPMC. We had the world's experts right on our team. So while it was challenging, we had the support.
There's no doubt that throughout our conversations with yourself and members of your team at UPMC Hammett throughout the pandemic, that there was a quiet confidence. You just brought up being affiliated with UPMC helped. You've had so much praise for the team that's been under you for these past 6 years. But looking back at that time, there seemed to be an aura and a confidence level of, we've got this, we can handle whatever is thrown our way.
Yeah, thank you. And I agree as well. And, we did have it. And when you have a first-class team, there's nothing that's impossible.
We're talking with David Gibbons, UPMC's newest regional president, on this July 2023 episode of Business Spotlight. David, what happens next with the succession plan for Erie in the hiring of the next president of UPMC Hammett?
So I will remain the president of UPMC Hammett through the hiring of a successor. And so that process will take at least 6 months. And with me, as we interview the various candidates and conduct the interviews, will be members of the medical staff, obviously the executive team, our board of directors, and our corporate partners as well. We'll vet out the candidates and select the very best candidate for the position. And then once that person is hired, I will certainly, along with my team, will orient that person and ensure that there is a very smooth transition. And then the person, you know, as I said earlier, will report to me. So I'll continue to work very closely with my successor and the leadership team, as well as the board of directors and medical staff, as we navigate the next chapter of healthcare together.
David, we're usually doing this in our annual end of the year business spotlight program with UPMC Hammett, but the circumstances are obviously different this time. We ask you every year what the upcoming year's goals and aspirations are for UPMC Hammett. But as UPMC's new regional president of the areas that we mentioned earlier in the program, UPMC Hammett obviously included in that, what do you envision for Erie and UPMC Hammett in both the short and the long term?
You always do, and that it is really an excellent question. Short term, I will share with the community, we will continue to develop world-class centers of excellence. That will not change. That is the commitment of UPMC. It's the commitment of our board of directors, the medical staff, and the hospital staff. That goes without saying. I think as we look into the crystal ball, the challenges of healthcare are pretty onerous right now. But at UPMC, we don't view those as onerous challenges. They're really opportunities to redefine healthcare. And that is where I'm very proud, where Hammett will be and the other hospitals of UPMC is redefining what healthcare looks like. Post-pandemic, healthcare has changed dramatically. We're seeing greater shifts towards ambulatory services, outpatient services. And the hospitals are transforming more. The acuity of the patients who are admitted to the hospital is increasing. And as we have the push more towards an outpatient, virtual care is becoming more and more popular, obviously. So that's what's exciting, is really to work with this incredible team and navigate that together. And it's not just navigating it, it's defining what the future of healthcare will look like. And that's what makes me proud to work with UPMC and the incredible team in Hammett.
David, thanks again for being with us on Business Spotlight. We really do appreciate you taking the time to spend a few moments with us. In closing, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners as you get ready to turn the page to this new chapter of your UPMC career?
Well, I thank you first and foremost for always providing a venue for us to share the, you know, wonderful accolades of UPMC and UPMC Hammett. So that is, I thank you for that. I want the community to know how proud I am of the Hammett team. They are a family. They are here to serve the community 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And our community is larger than Erie County. The patients that we serve are from almost 3 hours away who seek the care. And it really is a beacon for the region, and to have the highest level of care available at Hammett is remarkable. And I will end with, as I always do, my proudest role as the leader is overseeing this incredible family of UPMC employees. They're second to none. That is, something that I will carry with me for the rest of my life.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.